Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Jake Williams.
Today we'll be discussing one of the most studied chapters in the Bible, Mark 13. Verses 1 and 2 say this: As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" Jesus replied, "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." Ancient Jewish writings and archaeological discoveries both confirm that the temple was monumental, unrivaled in architectural history. There were stones 40 feet long, weighing 100 tons. The real estate it occupied was enormous. It was a campus one-fourth of the entire city of Jerusalem. It was ornate. It was impressive. The temple was the heart of the entire city. By the first century, it had gone through multiple renovation projects. And here we have Herod's temple, which was the most impressive of all the temples. Herod wanted to make the temple a cosmopolitan urban center. Herod wanted to capitalize on the spiritual nature of the temple to please Rome and make it more commercially and politically oriented. Herod superimposed concepts and motivations over the temple's original purpose and intentions, over its spiritual nature. Throughout the Old Testament, only the king of Israel had the right to build the temple. For instance, King Solomon was the original temple builder. The Old Testament prophecy foretold a true king rebuilding the temple. But here you have Herod making the temple into something for which it was not intended, for the accumulation of wealth and power instead of a place of worship. If you were to survey the architecture of cities, buildings, often ones that dominate the skyline, are often the clearest sign of the corporate values of a particular city. For example, in Washington, D.C., we have the White House and the Capitol building because Washington is the political center. In New York City, we have the Stock Exchange, the Citigroup building, the Bloomberg building, because New York City is a financial center. In Paris, you have the Louvre because Paris is a cultural center. The buildings we build and are representative of what we value as a culture and as a society. Buildings show us what we value. They are monuments to societal values. I'll even go as far as to say buildings show us what we worship. Our most prominent buildings are like modern-day temples. This is what we see in Herod's temple. The temple was meant to be a religious center, a place of sacrifice, service, and atonement. But it has become a place of power, of human achievement. It's very similar to the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. The problem was the Tower of Babel was a monument to human achievement and ingenuity and ability. It showed the people's reliance on themselves. We will spend our entire lives building. Sometimes we build a legacy, something we think will give us value. There's a fear we have that we will be forgotten. We build temples, towers, with the hope that they will give us value. If I make partner, if I make money, if I have the right address, the right spouse, the right kids, then I won't be forgotten and I'll have value. The Bible calls this sin. Ask yourself, what am I building my life upon? What am I connecting my worth and value to that's apart from Christ? Am I trusting in the Lord or something else that won't ultimately satisfy? Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21 say, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth come and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." Luke 12:15 says, "And he said to them, 'Take care, and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist of the abundance of possessions.'" Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And Matthew 16:26 says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?" When we trust in Jesus, these sometimes good desires we have are put in their proper place. The central basis of the Christian assurance is not how much our hearts are set on God, but how unshakably his heart is set on us. We can trust in Jesus, whose body, whose temple was broken, so that we could be the new temple in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, an idea which we will be exploring in the coming days.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.